Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. We're talking about the infrastructure bill, the hard infrastructure bill, when it passes the House and signed by Joe Biden. A little over $1 trillion. Let's talk about what Wisconsin gets. Let's talk about what we get. We're going to get billions of dollars for Wisconsin. As states go, of the 50 states in terms of population, every other indicator, income and so forth, we are right in the middle, about 25th, right in the middle, roughly. We punch above our weight in universities. The UW system, it's one of the best in the world. UW-Madison is one of the top 34 best universities in the world. Republicans are doing everything they can to tear it down, defund it, defund education. They're bad news. But the fact of the matter is, we are going to get billions from this infrastructure bill. And let me tell you, we need it. Why do I say we need it? Well, open your eyes and look around. Wisconsin has 14,249 bridges. 14,000 of them. Almost 7.5% of them are in poor shape. They're structurally deficient. You cannot have a bridge that is structurally deficient. Did you ever read a book called The Bridge Over San Luis Rey? It's fiction. Set down in South America. There's a rope bridge. People have been going back and forth over it for many, many years. One day the rope breaks. They all plunge into the gorge who's ever there. And the whole story looks at their lives and why did they happen to be on that bridge at that time? Couldn't they have avoided it, gotten there a little later or not gone there that day? And the same kind of thing is speculated around airline accidents. You have a terrible tragedy and an airline goes down with hundreds of people. You look at everybody. Some of them missed some people who were passengers missed the plane and got saved. Some were standing standby and got on. They shouldn't have, but they didn't know it. Terrible thing. Well, with bridges, I'll tell you what, you do not want to be on that bridge when that structural insufficiency kicks in. Believe me, you do not want to be. So little over 7% of our bridges are deficient, structurally dangerous. 18% of our roads are in poor condition in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin. Okay, what are we going to do about this? Well, here's what we're going to be getting. Broadband, there are 318,000 people in our state who don't have broadband. They can't get internet. We're going to get $100 million out of this infrastructure bill to make sure they do. There are another 1.2 million low income who can't afford internet. And they're going to get a modest subsidy to get them internet. As a result of this bill, everybody in Wisconsin should have internet, good internet. 75 million is going to charging stations. Once General Motors that goes all electric in 2035, Joe Biden wants 75% of our cars electric by 2030. So how are you going to charge them? In your garage, so then you can go to the store? Yeah, good. What if you want to go to Hayward? What if you want to go to Minneapolis? Need charging stations. 79 million for charging stations, about a little over 5 billion for highways, 5.2 billion. Very, very welcome. Here in the Milwaukee area, the Marquette interchanges, a lot of highways are needed. There's plenty around Madison too. And I'll tell you what, there's plenty all over the place. Plenty all over the place. Plenty all over the place. 225 million going to bridges. That's good because, over 7% of them, 7% of 14,000, you don't want to be on. You can't have a bridge that you don't want to be on. They're going to get repaired. $595 million for public transit. That'll save pollution. It'll save a lot of things. You know, in Milwaukee, they're cutting routes. They're cutting transit. cutting the freeway flyers. We got to put an end to that, those cuts. So this is all good news. Now, what hesitancy do I have? I have none on the bill and none on the allocation. But whose hand is going to allocate it? And I want to make sure, and I want to put this on everybody's consciousness, that it's not Voss's hand on it. It's not the illegitimate, gerrymandered state legislature's hand on it. It's the governor's hand on it, Tony Evers. And if God forbid he doesn't get reelected in 2022, you cannot trust Republicans around money. It's like catnip to a cat, raw meat to a wolf. It'll disappear somehow, get perverted somehow. They turned down $1 billion for Medicaid money that was our own taxes, and then charged us back on state taxes for part of it. That's what they did. Turned down $1 billion in train money. Promised Foxconn $4.5 billion. Foxconn, $1 billion of it. $1 billion. Mount Pleasant and Racine have already bonded for. And they get what Patty shot at. They get nothing. Foxconn reneges on its deal to give $100 million to the University of Wisconsin for an entrepreneurial center. This is all because of the Republicans and Scott Walker and the legislature, and Voss is still trying to defend it. Said they may manufacture something someday. They said it was going to be large screen TVs. That was a few years ago. Then small screens for phones. Then coffee makers. Then electric cars. Then they were going to be a consultancy. And they're bobbing and weaving and shifting around. And the Republican Party is still approving it. I don't want them to get their paws on this money. So when it comes in, this has to be something that is allocated around the state by the administration and by experts. And if Voss gets his greedy hands on it and says, no, it's us, we're going to go through a Republican court system. Well, it's not a Republican court system. Our court system is independent. Judges do not appear on the ballot as Democrat or Republican. And I trust the trial judges and the Court of Appeals judges. When it comes to the Supreme Court, on balance, we've had some good results. A lot of our decisions, by the way, in the Supreme Court have been either unanimous or 6-1 or 5-2. But when it comes to certain things, like certifying the election, it was very bad. Three Republicans on the court refused to certify Biden as president. Can't have that. Can't have that. So what happens when money goes to the Supreme Court? And Voss says, comes in, and he says, the artful dodger, and he goes, I want my paws on that money. I'll be honest. I will be handed out right. Well, no, that can't be permitted to happen. So there should be federal jurisdiction over how this money is allocated, because it is a federal bill passed by the Congress. So stay tuned. I'm putting this on everybody's radar. I do not want Voss and the Republicans getting their greedy paws on this money. I do not trust what will happen to it or where it will end up. Don't trust it at all. So stay tuned. But the good news is we're going to get billions for roads and bridges, a lot of other things, broadband in particular. Because you can't have small businesses in rural areas with no broadband, with no internet. You can't take credit cards. You can't do a lot of things. Okay, we can go quick to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, you just keyed off on broadband. We should have had broadband money 10 years ago with Scott Walker and right. Company that denied us the broadband money, that would have given us broadband money from the federal government back then, and the economic opportunities were lost because of Scott Walker and his gang of thieves, Republicans, that we didn't have it. I mean, that he wanted to run for president, so he was going to be Mr. Conservative, deny money, and his campaign went nowhere. I mean, Mr. 0.0%, that and how a man of zero of limited talents, aside from being political conniving, that Scott Walker has, that is now goes from negative net worth to living the lifestyle he's living now, is curious to me. And think of the high-speed rail money, the rail money that we lost, economic opportunities lost there, the money we had to pay out because Scott Walker said, no, we're not going to do this because we had to pay what the rail company was going to be, rail, rail cars. True, honest jobs that would have been produced here in Wisconsin. And the ancillary and the attached economic benefits to that, the spread out through the economy of that money then is just, I mean, Scott Walker should just be getting hammered by the media still for that. I mean, every time that this comes up now, they should say, Scott Walker denied the state of Wisconsin this. Robin Voss and all his...
No, you're right, Mark. And, you know, one thing I want to throw in is they cost us a couple hundred billion, not a couple hundred billion, about $2 billion almost, in education money because they didn't want to put in a mask mandate. You know, I mean, the point is there are some conditions on this money. One of the conditions is going to be some state involvement in partially paying for some things. The legislature can simply say we're not going to do it and cost us this money. You must understand something. Republicans cannot be trusted with money. Republicans are vandals. Money will be wasted and rejected. Do not trust a Republican with money. We are going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Midnight Rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.